It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
Big news, because for the first time in over 100 years, this is not going to happen. Mike, are we sad about this or what? Tell people what's going on.
I think it all depends who you're asking. I mean, I'm sure there's some people who like history. I'm one of those people. And of course, that history we're talking about is USC and Clemson playing their annual football game. Right now, because of what the SEC determined yesterday at their meeting with presidents, they've adopted a plan to play a 10-game conference-only schedule this fall. The league will approve to be able to kick off a date on September 26th, so it will be obviously a later start than usual, and the SEC title game won't be taking place until much later this year, which would be December 19th. So, but from a local standpoint, of course, yes, you know, you have 10 conference games. That's if the season is played. But you'll also end one of the longest rivalries in the country, one of the longest active rivalries in the country. I mean, think about that. You go all the way back to 1908 is the last time that USC and Clemson haven't met on the field in a football game in the fall. I mean, it is absolutely insane. Only Wisconsin and Minnesota have a longer active rivalry. And, you know, they're a conference. They're both in the same conference in the Big Ten. So this is the longest rivalry of two teams that aren't from the same conference. And, you know, there were discussions in the past about making it a state law for these two to play. And that did not happen. But even during a pandemic, I just don't know how you would. I think some people are disappointed because they're so close together in comparison to some of these other schools that are in conferences. But like Boston College is in the same conference as Miami, and they're so far apart. But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to give the SEC more leeway and more freedom to be able to kind of do the things they want to do if things do come up and they create some challenges. But of course, it starts with the NCAA allowing football to be taking place this fall.
So do you know what happened? Because the NCAA had come out, I believe it was earlier this week, and said, hey, we'll even let you play like a week early, which would have been an August 29th game. Ray Tanner said, no, we're going to stick with September 5th. They were going to play Coastal Carolina for their opener. So now, obviously, that's all off the table. Do you know why the SEC made the decision to go this route instead?
It's just because each day is this whole situation is fluid. Things are constantly changing. And I think what, from my understanding, especially with South Carolina really wanted to preserve having two out-of-conference games. I mean, they obviously wanted to have one in particular with Clemson, but they wanted to be able to have two. From my understanding, they wanted to be able to play Clemson, and they also wanted to be able to play one of these smaller FBS schools or potentially even an FCS school in-state, because that keeps the money in-state, number one. But number two, it also allows USC to be able to have a kind of a tune-up game. And Coastal Carolina looked like it was going to be the team to play USC to start the season off. Obviously, the original schedule, that's the way it was set up, be able to play September 5th, but South Carolina, even through all of this, they wanted to be able to do that just because it would allow them to be able to get ready for obviously a very grueling conference schedule. But of course, that's just not going to be the case now. So it's amazing, just because, you know, the ACC had their board of governors speak a day prior on Wednesday, and they came out with their decision about what they were going to do this season. And I think a lot of people expected the SEC to come out the very next day and be like, all right, we're going to do something similar. But the SEC decided to go the other way, and they're kind of doing their own thing. And like I said, I think the main reason being is if there are difficulties, the challenges do arise as the season goes on, if the NCAA deems it safe enough to be able to play, it's going to allow the conference to be able to make the final say. And they're not going to have to worry about another conference making changes. So if the ACC wanted to do something else, the SEC would have to adjust with that. Now the SEC can make the final say, but of course, like I said, the NCAA has to give the green light first and foremost.
So as we do see some sports coming back, obviously NBA kicked off yesterday. It was Jazz won, and then the Lakers won as well. Did you get a chance to watch any of those games?
Yes, sir, a little bit. Of course, LeBron James was fantastic at the end of the game to be able to do the things we've seen him do in the past. They're kind of take our minds away from what we've not had these last couple months. It kind of just seemed like everything was normal. I mean, it was, you know, this obviously it's different. You know, we're just not seeing fans, and we've, of course, become accustomed to that in baseball. But basketball, it's just such an intimate sport in terms of just the proximity of how close fans are to the court and these players. So you know, it is a little weird not seeing fans up close. The different camera angles is something unique. I know the NBA was talking about that, and you know, I would not be shocked.
You didn't see a lot of crowd shots.
No, and I think that's something we're going to see more though in these other leagues, is being able to take advantage of different camera angles that you normally wouldn't see, just because you're going to have the ability to do different things by using all that extra space in the stands that usually would be, you know, occupied by fans.
Well, and then, so this week, well, I saw it this week, Last Chance You dropped on Netflix, and I loved the first two seasons of that show. I hated when they brought that new coach on. I didn't like that guy. And so I haven't watched the last two seasons, but this season, now it's in Laney College in California, and I started watching it, and I was like, oh my God, it's crazy to see, like, it's not even crazy. It feels so good to just see something that has nothing to do with the pandemic or masks or COVID. And it's just these guys playing football. And of course you learn their stories and stuff, but I'm like, oh, look, they're just in groups. And you think about it now though, from this perspective where you're like, oh God, are we ever getting back to that?
Yeah. I mean, and what I love about Last Chance U, and I have not been able to start the new season yet, especially with my career and where it's taken me. I mean, my first job was in Greenville, Mississippi, and we covered JUCOs, you know, community colleges. And, you know, I think there's a stigma, especially probably up north, you know, and probably in comparison to down south, just because community colleges, it's not as big of a thing, especially with football. I mean, there's a school called Dean College, but there's really not the same type of level of football down here. And not just football, but we see with basketball and baseball too. So I think being able to, you know, cover community colleges and being able to see these student athletes up close, you know, a lot of these kids, I mean, I think the stigma is that, okay, these people are dummies. You know, they're not that smart, and that's the reason they went to these schools. I think it's much deeper than that. I think, you know, you find out that some of these student athletes just didn't have the same resources at their high school to be able to go to that next level because they're very talented. You know, sometimes, yes, they need to be able to get their SAT scores up or their ACT scores, their GPA in general. But a lot of it was just that they didn't have the resources around them. And on top of that, some of them come from tough backgrounds. You know, we obviously see those stories, especially this one, from my understanding of what's going to be shown on Last Chance U this season. We've seen in the years past, some of these kids just don't come from the best backgrounds, and it's challenging for them. So to be able to, you know, for some of them to be the first generation a college student in their family is such an accomplishment in itself. So to be able to go to junior college and to be able to, you know, continue to develop, to be able to get that next level and go play at one of these big schools, it means a lot to these kids. So I always love Last Chance U just because it shows that background that I think it takes away from some of that stigma that is out there with community colleges.
Absolutely. And also it shows you how much kids are dealing with on the outside of schooling, outside of homework, outside of practice, and how much that eats up into their life where they're like basically not sleeping. They're having to work. One of the guys has two kids. You know, he had his first one when he was 17. So it is interesting to see the background and how hard these players work to get ahead and to push and what they're willing to put in, you know, work ethic wise between schooling, football, and then their home life. So it is a good watch, and I do enjoy it. What are you watching?
Oh, what am I watching? That's a great question. What have I been watching? Well, I mean, this whole pandemic, I feel like I've gone through so many more shows than I can even count. I mean, it seems like, you know, Tiger King was about 5 years ago, even though it was just a couple months ago. I'm trying to think if there's anything new. I mean, I've gone through The Office probably more times than I can count.
Listen, okay, so you have to watch Avenue 5 on HBO. Have you seen that?
I have not. See, I'm a Netflix person, so I'm finishing up. I mean, it only took me about, you know, I'm like, what, 10 years too late, but I'm finishing up Breaking Bad. So, you know, I really wasn't a binge watcher, you know. Yeah. I really wasn't a binge watcher, but I got more into it during the pandemic. But I will check out Avenue 5, though. I'll make sure we get that one on the list.
It's the tall guy, Gabe, from The Office. He's in there. And so is Dave. The guy who plays David in The Office is in there. And Hugh Laurie. It's a really funny show. And I think they're like 30-minute episodes, and there's only 8 or 9 of them. So you'll get through it. But what, next time we talk, I want to hear if you just have to watch at least one episode.
I do have a confession. There is one show that I've watched. It's called Too Hot to Handle. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, we know why you watched that, Mike.
I watched one episode because someone told me about it, And I'm like, this is the dumbest thing in the world. And then I just got so caught up with the drama because it reminded me so much of, like, the old school version of, like, the real world. And I loved it, especially since there was money on the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I got through that.
That and The Circle, they put out The Circle at the beginning of the pandemic too, and that one I was like mad the whole time I was watching. I'm like, this is so stupid, but you do get invested into it. Like, you're just like, I need to know how it ends.
That's how it goes. You get so caught up with some of these storylines.
Yeah. Mike, if people want to catch you, when can they watch you on Fox, and where can they follow you on socials?
They can watch us on Watch Fox Mondays through Friday at 10 o'clock to 11, and then 11 o'clock to 11:30 is the 30-minute Sports Zone. So 30 minutes of sports, you will not find that anywhere else in the Midlands. And then on Saturdays, we're at 10 o'clock, and Sundays at 10 as well. So a lot of sports. We have a big announcement we're going to be hopefully dropping next week at Watch Fox that I think a lot of Gamecock fans will enjoy. So stay tuned to that, and hopefully we'll be able to share it on the airwaves next week.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, no problem. Take care.